When the British started withdrawing from India 60 years ago or so, they left behind a lot of celebrated institutions like the railroads and the legal system. But the British Army also left behind an unexpected influence on India's musical culture. Rob Weisberg has the story.
Overheard on that smart TV show Inside the Actor's Studio, host James Lipton, guest Sir Ian McKellen.
Ian, what turns you on?
A brass band gets me going. Oh.
Well, brass bands are popular in England to this day. They caught on during the Industrial Revolution, spurred by improvements in the design of brass instruments. The word brass is a bit of a misnomer, because in some brass traditions, woodwinds are included. But the main thing is, these are bands that are built on blowing and marching. And there was a veritable boom in England. By the end of the 19th century, there were over 40,000 amateur brass bands, and the military brought their own brass overseas. To places like Tonga in the South Pacific and Ghana in West Africa. Remember the wedding band from Mirinera's film Monsoon Wedding?
When the British went back in England, they left brass band.
Hamid Khan Kawa is the director of Jaipur Kawa Brass Band, kind of an all-star touring band from Rajasthan in North India.
For us, it's a symbol of the love, symbol of the happiness. Like when baby is born, we play brass band. When there is something very happy, something festival, we play also brass band.
And especially for weddings.
There is no marriage if there is no brass band.
There is a procession through the streets at every traditional wedding, and the band is the centerpiece. Most towns and cities in India have a number of bands competing for the wedding business. They can offer lineups of anywhere from 8 to 50 musicians. The main instruments are typically clarinet, trumpets, baritone, horns, and percussion. How did a military band end up playing a wedding? Frank London, trumpeter and keyboardist with the Klezmatics, also leads a klezmer brass band. He's a self-styled brass band scholar, and he has a few theories.
Brass band instruments are portable. They're loud. It's very impressive. It's very regal. It draws attention, and it's mobile.
And then there are the uniforms. Military uniforms command respect. And though they're not military bands, Indian brass bands wear military-style uniforms. Impressive uniforms are a must for wedding bands. Typically, the groom's family pays for the wedding procession, and the family wants to show off what it can afford. The bigger the band, the louder the band, the better dressed, the better the groom's family looks. During the colonial era, brass bands mainly catered to Indian nobility. After independence in 1947, village bands started forming all over India, playing regional folk songs and lots of Bollywood movie songs. This is a Bollywood classic, Piya To Ab To Aaja, sung by Asha Bhosle. And now a brass version by Shyam Brass Band. Then there are a few odd songs that just happen, one way or another, to have become part of the standard repertoire. Even playing tequila, Indian brass bands sound Indian.
And partially, I think, it's because the Indian idea of music is really antithetical to the Western idea.
Frank London.
Western military band music is very kind of a vertical music. It's a vertical harmonic progression. And you have like, bum beep, bum beep, bum beep, bum beep, bum beep, bum bum bum, ba da 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 da, you know, and this whole kind of thing. Whereas Indian music is more of a linear, what they call homophony, which means one melody line. So in a contemporary Indian brass band, you'll hear, it's more call and response and homophony. So you'll hear the clarinet go, and then the whole band go, they're all playing unison, which is very different from a tuba and trombones going boom-chick, boom-chick, boom-chick.
In a twist on colonial-era roles, Indian emigres to the UK brought their love of brass bands with them. This is Bollywood Brass Band, based in London, a favorite wedding band for Indian families in the UK. But just one of the usual 10 or so members is Asian. In fact, it was just out of curiosity that the players learned a couple of tunes from a visiting Indian band, Shyam Brass Band.
We hadn't created ourselves to become a wedding brass band. We'd created ourselves to become a parade band.
Baritone sax player Mark Allen.
We're part of a company that organizes parades with young people. And then people saw us on these parades and said, why don't you come and play at our wedding? And we thought, oh, that's a nice idea. It was kind of surprising, really. We had become an Indian wedding brass band without really meaning to.
Bollywood Brass Band's latest CD, Movie Masala, highlights Bollywood classics. But there's a twist, a whole second album of remixes, including this one by Punjabi-British percussionist Bill Sonder. It's a new world when a bunch of English musicians can make their living playing South Asian weddings in London. For Studio 360, I'm Rob Weisberg.
You can find out more about Indian brass bands at studio360.org.